This is Sally Gilbert, Market President of Arvest Bank in Mountain Home. For more than 50 years, Arvest has served our customers and the communities in which we work well. We offer a broad range of financial services that help us fulfill our mission of providing our customers with financial solutions for life. Our customers and our community are our priorities. Visit us today and see why Arvest has been voted Best Bank in the Twin Lakes area 4 years in a row. We're here for you.
Member FDIC.
Well, it will be Searcy's basketball to start this final quarter as they trail Mountain Home 43-38. I tell you, that make the fact that Searcy gets the ball then makes Freddie Hicks' three-pointer near the end of that last period even bigger. They got a chance to cut it back to a one-possession game on this possession. Here is Alcorn with it on the right side. He will throw a skip pass to Love. He has it near the left corner. Now he drills out a little more on the wing. Gives it up top to Hicks. Over to Hambrick on the right. Pass goes to Love at the right elbow, and now he's going to be called for the travel. Sixth turnover against Searcy. We are 24 seconds into this final period. Mountain Home gets the ball back, leading by five. Benton will trigger the inbound pass. Gets into Cruz. Tried to get into Cruz. Ball was knocked away by Alcorn. And it goes out of bounds, and Mountain Home will inbound once again. So Benton will throw a cross-court pass to Gilbert all by himself for the easy layup. Good. Wyatt Gilbert and Dylan Figures with 11 points. Good heads-up play by both Talon Benton and Wyatt Gilbert to get that easy basket. Here is Hicks with it on the left wing, giving it down to Love and near the corner. Down to Wright. His pass knocked away. Oh, a foul's going to be called on Mountain Home, though. A one-on-one's coming up for Peyton Wright. Wyatt Gilbert picks up his third personal foul. This will be the last one and one for Searcy, because the next one will put Mountain Home in the next one will put the Lions in the double bonus. That is 7:20 left to play in this game. As Peyton Wright will go back to the free throw line. So far, he's 2 of 3 with 2 points.
Number 14 shooting 1 and 1.
So again, it will be Peyton Wright for the 1 and 1 opportunity. So Wright will take the ball. His first free throw is up and in, so he does earn the bonus. So it's back to a two-possession lead for Mountain Home. Second shot is up and good. He gets both. 7:20 left to play in the third in the game as Peyton Wright now has 4 points. 45-40 our score. Here is Mountain Home breaking the press, going back into the lane for the layup was Matt Jones. He couldn't get it to go. Offense rebounds tipped out to Gilbert. Now he's trying to avoid a double team. He's going into the lane, finds Jones on the low block for the reverse layup. Good! Matt Jones with 14 points, 47-40, 7 minutes left to play in this game. Hicks will throw it out top to Hambrick, back to Hicks. Now Hicks will dribble between the circles, gives it to Love on the left side. And another foul away from the ball is going to be called. That's going to be on Talon Benton. That is his third personal foul. That is the 10th team foul. So this one, so that's now a double bonus. It's going to be 2 shots from here on out for Searcy. Peyton Wright back at the free throw line, where so far he's 4 of 5 with 4 points. 6:50 left to play in this game as Wright has 2 shots. First free throw for Wright is up and good. So one more free throw for Peyton Wright. Second shot is up and he gets both. And now Searcy's going to take the timeout. We'll break with 6:50 left to play in this game. Mountain Home leading Searcy 47-42. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and 4 generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Well, Searcy took the timeout with 6:50 left to play in the game following the 2 free throws by Peyton Wright. It is Mountain Home leading 47-42. Talon Benton inbounds it to Matt Jones. Now he gives it to back to Benton. Now to Gilbert. Gilbert get it across the timeline. Now he's going to be fouled from behind. And now 1-1 coming up for Mountain Home. Tristan Alcorn picks up his second personal foul, team foul number 7 against the Lions. So Wyatt Gilbert at the free throw line for the 1-1 opportunity. So far he's 2-2 from the free throw line with 11 points. First free throw for Gilbert is up and rolls around, goes in. So he does earn the bonus. Second shot for Gilbert is up. He gets both. He now has 13 points. His first two free throws were shot on after a technical foul was called on Peyton Caldwell. Here's Hambrick into the front court, throws it down to Love in the left corner. His three-pointer, good. And now a foul away from the ball. On Colton Peters. So Griffin Love gets the three-pointer, and not only that, but Freddie Hicks gets two free throws. That foul is away from the ball. So Colton Peters picks up his third personal foul. Now Cersei already in the double bonus. With 6:35 left, Freddie Hicks will shoot the free throws. Now I don't know what the issue is. All right, but here we go. It's going to be, again, two shots for Freddie Hicks. So Cersei with a chance at a five-point play. First free throw is up and in. Peyton Caldwell is going to check back in for Cersei as Landon Hambrick will take a seat.
Peyton Caldwell for Cersei.
So one more free throw for Hicks. Second shot is up, and he gets both. He now has 12 points. And all of a sudden, it's a one-possession game. Now it's only 49-47, with a little over 6.5 minutes left. Peters looking to try to avoid a double team. Gets in the front court to Cruz, to Jones. Jones going in for the layup, off the glass and in. And now Mount Home's going to take the timeout. We'll break with 6:21 left to play in the game. It is Mountain Home leading Searcy 51-47. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
It's your favorite thing to do, the way you de-stress and remind yourself that life is good, but now your game is slipping and it just hurts too much. At Knox Orthopedics, they've heard that story a lot, and they get it. Whatever your thing is, running, golfing, biking, fishing, the pain of joint damage or soft tissue injuries might mean giving up that fun stuff, and that's just wrong. Call the Knox Orthopedic Surgeons, Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, or Jason McConnell. They'll help you up your game.
Taking care of you and your family is at the heart of Integrity First Bank's commitment to you. Our trust and wealth management team can assist you in preparing a secure future through estate planning, wealth, and investment management. I'm Craig Boone. At Integrity First Bank, we are committed to providing high-quality investment solutions for you. Call me today at 425-1801 and schedule a complimentary investment review. I look forward to serving you.
Investment products are not FDIC insured without bank guarantee and may lose value.
Well, Mountain Home took the timeout after the layup by Matt Jones to push it back to a two-possession lead for the Bombers with 6:21 left to play in the game. Is Mountain Home leading 51-47. Caldwell walks the ball into the front court for the Lions. Now the ball goes over to Hicks, down to Love on the left side. Finds Hicks at the elbow. He's going towards the lane for the layup. No good. Rebound controlled by Peters. And now he's going to be triple teamed. And now it's going to be a jump ball called, and it's going to be Mountain Home's basketball on the possession arrow. Josh Fulcher is trying to try to get the timeout. Josh Fulcher was trying to get the timeout before the jump ball called, but he couldn't get it. Talon Benton into the front court for the Bombers. Gives it to Gilbert. Gilbert dribbles on the right side, gets it there to Peters. Now up top to Benton. Benton will dribble to the right side. Finds Luke Cruz near the elbow. Back to Benton. Finds Jones in the paint. He's going in for the layup, off the glass, and in! Matt Jones now with 18 points, 53-47. Mounts on with a little more cushion. Here's Love with it on the left corner. He's going into the lane. Kicks it, tries to kick it out to Alcorn. Pass is stolen by Peters, and back come the Bombers. Seventh turnover against Cersei. Peters into the front court, gives it to Gilbert on the left side. Gilbert's going into the lane, going up to give it to Jones for the layup, off the glass, and in! Matt Jones with 20 points. 55-47, back to a three-possession lead for Mountain Home. 5:10 left to play in this game. Here is Caldwell on the right side, dribbling down into the corner. Now it gives it to Alcorn. Alcorn has it near the top. Back over to Caldwell on the right wing. He's going to pull up for the long three-pointer. Good. Peyton Caldwell with 10 points. 55-50. Mountain Home leading it. 4:50 left to play in the game. Gilbert being double teamed now gets it to Benton. Into the front court goes to Peters. Over to Jones. And Mountain Home breaks the press. And now going up. Jones trying to go up for the layup. And it's going to be his way of the ball knocked away. Goes out of bounds. And now. Now a warning is going to be called. Now a bench warning is going to be called on Josh Fulcher. It won't be a technical. Now 4:41 left. Mountain Home will inbound it. Talon Benton will trigger the inbound pass. Gets into Gilbert. Gilbert thought about the three. Now instead he's going to dribble up to the top. Gives it over to Benton on the left side. Benton is going to pull up for the three. Pretty good! Talon Benton with 8 points. 58-50. Mountain Home leading at less than 4.5 minutes left to play. Here is Hicks back to the way. He's going to try to answer with a three. That one will not go. And the rebound is tipped to Wyatt Gilbert. He's back the other way for the fast break layup. Off the glass and in. Wyatt Gilbert with 15 points. 60-50. Mountain Home's lead is up to 10 all of a sudden. 4:09 left to play in this game. Here is Hicks back the other way. He's going to pull up at the elbow for the jumper. No good. And the rebound is tipped out. Controlled by Alcorn in the left corner. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good. Tristan Alcorn with 15 points. Searcy's quickly going to take the timeout. We'll break with 3:55. Let's play in the game. It is Mountain Home leading Searcy 60-53. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
If you're all about sports, then you need to shop the Locker Room in Mountain Home. They carry sports apparel for everyone, including brands like Nike, ASICS, Adidas, Under Armour, Easton, Russell, and more. They also stock all area school logos and offer screen printing on shirts, sweats, bags, and other items so everyone can show their school pride. Remember, if it has to do with sports, the Locker Room has it. Stop in today. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
Well, Searcy takes a timeout with 3:55 left to play in the game. It is a Mountain Home leading 60-53. Both timeout situation, both teams with two full timeouts left. They are both out of 30-second timeouts. Talon Benton will trigger the inbound pass. It's going to be a full court press for Searcy once again with less than 4 minutes left. Inbound pass will go into Jones. He'll give it back to Benton. Now gets it to Gilbert. Now back to Benton. Into the front court goes to Peters. Now to Jones in the left corner. Now out to Peters. Back up top to Benton. Benton gets some distance between him and his defender, Griffin Love. Now ball goes over to Peters. Now up top to Gilbert. Now Tom's trying to milk some of this clock. Now the foul's going to be called on Freddie Hicks, a reach-in foul. That is his third personal foul, team foul number 8. Against Searcy. So another 1-1 coming up for Wyatt Gilbert with 3:25 left to play in the game. So far, Gilbert with 15 points. He is 4 of 4 from the free throw line. First free throw for Gilbert is up. No good. He misses the front end. And the rebound's controlled by Hicks. He throws to Caldwell. Now down to Love in the left corner. Pius goes to Alcorn in the lane. He's going to put up the hook shot. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Matt Jones. Jones throws it out to Peters. Peters gets it across the timeline. He's going in for the layup. He's going to be fouled, tripped up, going up, and it's going to be a two-shot opportunity. But Peyton Caldwell looking like, well, I can't believe that call. I don't know what he's looking at. Oh, they called that on Caldwell? I thought that was on Wright, but they called it on Caldwell. That is Peyton Caldwell's fifth foul. He is done. Peyton Caldwell will go to the bench with 10 points. And that is also the 19th foul against Searcy. So two-shot opportunity for Colton Peters. I don't know. They're going to call that on the floor. So it's going to be 1-1, not two shots. 3:08 left as Peters' first free throw rolls around and goes in. So he does earn the bonus. I thought for sure that was going to be on the layup, but it doesn't matter since Peters got the first free throw anyway. Second shot for Peters is up, in and out, no good. Gets one of two, and the rebound's controlled by Searcy. 61-53, Mountain Home leading it. A little over 3 minutes left. Here is Hicks with it on the right side. By the way, Hamburg checked in for Caldwell after Caldwell fouled out. Alcorn has it in their corner. Now he dribbles out to the wing. Now gives it to Hamburg. Up top it goes to Wright. Wright's going to pull up for the three at the top. No good. Long rebound is chased, knocked around and finally chased down by Talon Benton. Talon Benton will give it to Jones. Now to Gilbert. Into the front court it goes to Peters. Now Benton has it on the left wing. A little over 2.5 minutes left. The ball's almost knocked away. And now Mount Tom's going to take the timeout. So we'll break with 2:33 left to play in this game. Now to Denone leading Searcy, 61-53. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
This is Sally Gilbert, Market President of Arvest Bank in Mountain Home. For more than 50 years, Arvest has served our customers and the communities in which we work well. We offer a broad range of financial services that help us fulfill our mission of providing our customers with financial solutions for life. Our customers and our community are our priorities. Visit us today and see why Arvest has been voted Best Bank in the Twin Lakes area 4 years in a row. We're here for you.
Member FDIC.
Since 1983, Knox Orthopedics has offered continuity of care from consultation and testing through surgery, therapy, and follow-up. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in state-of-the-art evaluation and treatment of bone and joint disease, including arthroscopic surgery. The clinic features a complete radiology unit with MRI, an outpatient surgery site, and in-house therapy providing convenience and cost-effectiveness. Physician referral is not required. Call 424-3400 or visit knoxorthopedics.com to start on your road to recovery.
Well, Mount Zion with the ball after taking the timeout. They lead 61-53 with 2:33 left. It is Talon Benton inbounding on the near sideline. And he gets in to Colton Peters. Peters has it just outside the lane. Now he's going to dribble out to the wing. Throws it up top to Gilbert. Gilbert's going down towards the lane. And now he's going to be fouled from behind. And it's going to be a double bonus. Man, two shots coming up for Wyatt Gilbert. But Landon Hambrick picks up his third personal foul. Again, that is the 10th team foul against Searcy. So Wyatt Gilbert at the free throw line for two shots. He is so far 4 or 5 from the free throw line with 15 points. Gilbert's first free throw is up and good. Second shot is up and Gilbert gets both. And it's back to a double-digit lead for Mount Tunnel. 63-53, our score, less than 2.5 minutes left. Here is Hickson to the front court, throws over to Alcorn on the right side. Skip pass to Hambrick in the left corner. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Rolls around, will not go, but the tip in by Freddie Hicks. He gets that. He's now has 14 points, 63-55. Mount Tunnel leading it, a little over 2 minutes left in this game. Jones takes the inbound pass, gives it back to Benton. Benton will get it across the timeline. Gives it to Luke Cruz in the lane for the layup. Shot was blocked by Hicks, and Searcy comes up with the basketball. 1:50 left play in this game. Ball goes to Love. Wright has it on the right side. Now back up top to Love. Love's going to give it to Hambrick. Hambrick's going into the lane. He's going to pull up for the jumper. No good. Rebound controlled by Peters, and he's going to try to avoid the double team that gets out to Benton. Benton will get it across the timeline. Now finds Luke Cruz going into the lane for the reverse layup. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Peyton Wright. He'll throw it to Hicks. Hicks across the timeline. 1:23 left. And the ball has the ball knocked away, but Hambrick chases it down. Now he'll give it to Hicks. Back to Hambrick. It's an 8-point lead for Mountain Home. Hicks gives it back. Gets his 3-pointer. Misses everything. And the rebound goes out of bounds. It's going to be last touch by Searcy. It will be Mountain Home's basketball with 1:08 left to play. And now Searcy's going to take the timeout. We'll break with 1:08 left to play in the game. It is Mountain Home leading Searcy 63-55. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and 4 generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Taking care of you and your family is at the heart of Integrity First Bank's commitment to you. Our trust and wealth management team can assist you in preparing a secure future through estate planning, wealth, and investment management. I'm Craig Boone. At Integrity First Bank, we are committed to providing high-quality investment solutions for you. Call me today at 425-1801 and schedule a complimentary investment review. I look forward to serving you.
Investment products are not FDIC insured without bank guarantee and may lose value.
It'll be Mountain Homes basketball with 108 left to play in this game as the Bombers lead Searcy 63-55. Searcy going with a full court press. Benton looking to inbound it. Gets it into Peters. Now gives it back to Benton. Now he picks up his dribble, gives it to Gilbert. Finds Benton. Tries to give it to Benton. Ball was knocked away and stolen by Searcy. Here's Hicks back the other way going in for the layup. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Luke Cruz. He gives it to Benton, who will get it into the front court. That was Mountain Homes' seventh turnover of the night. Here is Peters with it on the left wing. Throws it up top to Gilbert. 45 seconds left to play in this game. Now ball goes over on the right side to Luke Cruz. Luke Cruz is going to be fouled, and two shots coming up for Cruz. Griffin Love picks up his first personal foul. So, again, Mountain Home already in the double bonus. Luke Cruz at the free throw line for the first time tonight. He has 6 points so far this evening. Cruz's first free throw is up and no good. There's one more free throw to come. Cruz's second shot is up, and he gets to the second, one of two. He now has 7 points. 64-55, Mountain Home leading it. Hicks back the other way, 35 seconds left. Ball goes up top to Alcorn. And fouls will be called on Wyatt Gilbert. That is his fourth personal foul. So Alcorn will go to the line for a pair of free throws. He is so far two of two from the free throw line with 15 points. 29.7 seconds left. First shot for Alcorn is up. No good. One more free throw for Alcorn. Second shot is up. And Alcorn gets one of two. He gets the second free throw. He now has 16 points. 64-56, Mountain Home leading at 29.7 seconds left. Inbound pass goes to Jones. Jones trying to avoid a double team. Gets it to Benton, who gets it across the timeline. Benton will find Luke Cruz. Will try to give it to Luke Cruz. Now he's able to save it in right into the hands of Benton. 19 seconds left. Now Gilbert is going to be fouled by Alcorn. That is Alcorn's third personal foul. And I think Mountain Home pretty much should have this game in the bag. Wyatt Gilbert goes back to the free throw line where he is 6 of 7 with 17 points. First free throw is up and in. So one more free throw for Wyatt Gilbert. Again, 16.4 seconds left on the clock. And Gilbert gets both free throws. He now has 19. And it's a 10-point lead, and here comes Hambrick. He's going to throw it to Love in the front court. Back to Hambrick. Hambrick's going down towards the lane, going to pull up for the jumper. Good. Landon Hambrick with 5 points, 6 seconds left, and the inbound pass will be controlled, thrown in by Benton, and they're going to throw it into Jones, and they're just going to let the clock run out, and Matt Thomas going to get the victory and the season sweep over Searcy tonight. Our final score, Mountain Home defeats Searcy 66-58. We'll check our final numbers in just a moment. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating over 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The worth ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
If you're all about sports, then you need to shop the Locker Room in Mountain Home. They carry sports apparel for everyone, including brands like Nike, ASICS, Adidas, Under Armour, Easton, Russell, and more. They also stock all area school logos and offer screen printing on shirts, sweats, bags, and other items so everyone can show their school pride. Remember, if it has to do with sports, the Locker Room has it. Stop in today. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.